At 7:06, we have 69 degrees as your current temperature under partly to mostly cloudy skies. Look for a partly cloudy sky today. A few isolated showers early, then widely scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. South winds at 10 to 15 and a high of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, a few widely scattered showers and storms and a low of 67. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. A Red Oak man was found guilty of first-degree murder on Thursday for the shooting death this spring of a Shenandoah man. Jurors found 34-year-old Toby McCunn guilty of shooting and killing 33-year-old Joshua Jordan on April 22nd in Shenandoah. DCI Special Agent Philip Kennedy testified that McCunn was obsessed with finding Jordan in the weeks leading up to the incident to recover some stolen property in that case. Prosecutors say the men had at least two other encounters leading up to the April 22nd incident. Defense attorney Andrew Munger says McCunn had a legitimate fear for his life following a March incident in Shenandoah where the two men were allegedly involved in an altercation. Prosecutors say McCunn went to the house on April 22nd armed with a gun and waited to surprise Jordan when he entered the home. The defense claims that McCunn did not have a gun but grabbed one Jordan had dropped on the floor. State Assistant Attorney General Doug Hammeran says an eyewitness claimed that McCunn fired the first shot.
Five times. Two of them hit Josh. One went through his lung, his heart, and exited his body. Another one went through his back and came out his shoulder. Before Josh fell on the ground, he was able to get his revolver out and fire out some rounds. And he did hit the defendant in the leg.
Munger argued that the witness was unreliable and the state could not prove who fired first. The evidence will show there were six .22 caliber bullets and or bullet fragments that were recovered from the scene, said Munger. The shootout occurred. The law does not require defection, and Toby McCunn left the premises. He had just been through a traumatic event. I submit to you that it would be a tragic event for anyone in Toby's position. Following the verdict, McCunn was taken to the Page County Jail without bond. He's scheduled to be sentenced on September 17th and faces a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports that between July 10th and August 1st, Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies executed a total of 12 search warrants as part of drug investigations in Guthrie County. 10 of these search warrants were executed in Guthrie County, one in Carroll County, and one in Audubon County. A total of 20 drug violators have been arrested or have pending arrest. Of the 20 arrested or with pending arrest, 17 were arrested on a felony charge or charges. A total of 100 criminal charges have been filed against the 20 individuals, with 32 of those charges being filed as felonies. 19 of the 20 cases involved methamphetamine or ecstasy. Only one involved marijuana alone, and in that case, it's alleged the marijuana was for sale. The following 13 individuals are charged with crimes that they were alleged to have possessed controlled substances with intent to deliver or are alleged to have delivered controlled substances: David Elliott, Laura Smith, Gabriella Madison, Charles Bradshaw Jr., Sean Lyons, Sherry Lyons, Doug Esslinger, a juvenile male, Connor Weatherly, Jeff Heron, and Brandon Niedowitz, all of Bayard, along with Kevin Moore of Carroll and Jeremy Evans of Dallas Center. Of note, David Elliott is alleged to have delivered controlled substances to a minor, and Connor Weatherly is alleged to have used the Bayard City Park as a location for controlled substance delivery. A total of four individuals were located during the search warrants with active arrest warrants: Charles Bradshaw Jr., Brandon Potter, David Elliott, and Sean Gifford. Due to the search warrants, their arrest warrants will be satisfied. A total of three firearms were seized, along with $2,078 in suspected drug money. Marijuana, prescription drugs, methamphetamine, and marijuana were also seized in the investigations. Most importantly, five children were removed from homes where drug violations were alleged to have occurred. Five people face a total of 14 counts of child endangerment: Doug Esslinger on two counts, Kelsey Stringer on three counts, Brandon Niedowick on three counts, Rodney Blackman three counts, and Sean Gifford three counts. Sheriff Marty Algenbright says these cases remain under investigation and additional charges may be pending and additional individuals may be arrested. There are a number of agencies involved in that operation. Algenbright says the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office remains committed to pursuing drug violations in Guthrie County and the surrounding areas. Our office will answer the call 24/7 to handle these quality of life investigations. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report a handful of recent arrests. At around 12:30 a.m. on Friday, 51-year-old Douglas James Troufler of Denison was arrested near McClellan following a report of a single vehicle accident at 270th Street and Hickory Road. At the scene, a 2000 Ford Mustang was found in the south ditch. Troufler was arrested on a felony charge of conspiracy to manufacture and or deliver methamphetamine over 5 grams and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond on paraphernalia charge was set at $300. At around 11:45 p.m. Thursday, 26-year-old Ashley M. Nelson of Omaha was arrested at Harris Casino for public intoxication. Her bond was set at $300. A little after 8 p.m. Thursday, deputies in Pottawatomie County arrested 42-year-old Troy Eugene Callender for public intoxication following incidents during and after a concert at Harris Casino. At around 8:25 p.m. Thursday, 23-year-old Leslie Allen Ron of Omaha was arrested in Neola for conspiracy with intent to deliver controlled substances, 3.8 grams of marijuana, and 4 Xanax bars. An OWI first offense charge was pending as the results of test samples submitted to the state DCI crime lab. Ron's arrest followed a report of a possibly impaired driver at the Neola come-and-go store. His vehicle was stopped by deputies before he could leave the parking lot. And at around 3:35 p.m. Thursday, 32-year-old Sammy Hadir Abarumu of Papillion, Nebraska, was in the Pottawatomie County Jail and served with a warrant for being a fugitive from justice. Abarumu remains held at the jail for another agency. Authorities in Creston were involved early on Friday morning in the pursuit of two 16-year-old males who had absconded Thursday from the Corinda Academy. Creston police say at around 5:15 a.m., officers located a vehicle driving in the city limits of Creston that had been reported stolen out of Clarinda. The vehicle fled during a traffic stop and was engaged in a pursuit. The chase ended when the vehicle crashed near Afton. Two occupants of the vehicle were flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. No further details are being released at this time. Creston police said also that 24-year-old Joshua Robert Willis of Creston was arrested at around 1:40 a.m. Friday for driving while suspended. His bond was set at $300. And Western Iowa authorities say a 58-year-old man died after becoming trapped in a grain bin. Firefighters, medics, and Sac County deputies were sent to the Lakeview location at around 3:40 p.m. Thursday. Officials say Gary Leonard became stuck after he entered the partially filled bin to break up some corn clotting. Another worker tried to pull him free but failed. The corn was removed. The firefighters were able to get him out about 45 minutes later. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Leonard lived in Lakeview. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Courtney Ann Shipman Jensen, age 39, of Adele, died Wednesday at Unity Point Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Courtney Jensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First Congregational Church of Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stuart Chapel has arrangements. Nancy Kessler, age 66, of Audubon, died July 30th at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Kessler will be held on Saturday here today at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Louise Jean Merkel, age 86, of Oakland, died Tuesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Louise Merkel will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Casey Emerson, age 18, of Fontenelle in Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Casey Emerson will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Nottoway Valley High School in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Elizabeth Sue Bradel, age 82, of Skidmore, Missouri, died Wednesday at the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, Missouri. Services for Elizabeth Sue Bradel will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Maryville. Price Funeral Home in Maryville has the arrangements. Terry Moore, age 57, of Panora, died August 2nd at Every Step Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Moore will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Merle Nelson Turner, age 88, of Omaha, formerly of Atlantic, died February 9th. A celebration of life for Merle Nelson Turner will be held Monday at noon at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Shirley Chalfont, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Shirley Chalfont will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roland Peterson, age 59, of Kimbleton and formerly of Elkhorn, Nebraska, died August 3rd. A celebration of life for Roland Peterson will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. At the Westside Church in Fremont, Nebraska, Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Tris Albright, age 59, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life for family and friends of Tris Albright will be held on Sunday, August 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Bluegrass Inn & Suites in Audubon. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.